Okay, let's begin our discussion. But Metzia Daf Samach Aleph, as we continue. We started yesterday Zeh Neshech, and now we continue with Ribbis. And today we talk about some of the main discussions that will come up. Will be regarding the nature of the Isser of Ribbis, as we'll talk about over the next 2 weeks. So let's begin. We are three lines from the bottom on Samach and Beis. The last point we mentioned in the last year was that the Torah sometimes speaks in poetic language, and we'll use synonyms as different words just to make it beautiful. That's what Tosfos is Lashon of. Lichtov Lashon Meshuna Shehu Noa Yoser. Which other Rishonim might not have given that answer. You have to give a different shot. But to say that every single letter, every single word in the Torah is used for a specific reason, that's usually what we how we understand it. But either way, that is an important comment of Tosfos. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, three lines from the bottom. Es Kasbecha Lo Siten Lo Beneshech Uvemarbis Lo Siten Achlecha. Right, that's the Pasuk by Ribbis. Says the Gemara. Why does it use Neshech and Ribbis? As we already mentioned yesterday, why does the Torah use different words? I would think that the word Neshech is a reference only to money, and Ribbis is only a reference to when I lend out food. Neshech ba'ochel minayin, how do I know to apply, as the Gemara said yesterday, all the Isurim to each other? So, even if it's lending food or lending money, I get all the Isurim. Tamalomar, Neshech ochel. Another pasuk in Kiseitse, Ribbis Bekesef Minayin, Tavolomar, Neshech Kesef. Right, so why does it repeat Neshech Kesef if it says it already in the previous Pasuk? Emeinu Inyel, Neshech Kesef, Sherik Far Namar, Lo Sashich Liachicha, it already says that, Taneu, Inyin, Leribbis Kesef. That's why refers to Ribbis Kesef. Fine, so that's why you know Neshech and Ribbis apply both to food and to money. Ainli Ela Bilova. This is only, I know, the Isurim of Neshech and Ribbis would apply to the Lova. Bimalve Minayin, how do I know it would apply also to the Malve, to the lender? Taminayin, Nomer Neshech Bilova, Venemer Neshech Bimalve. It says it by both. Ma Neshech Amur Bilova, Lochi Lachtabo Ben Kesef, Ben Ba'ochal, Ben Neshech, Ben Ribbis. Just like by the Lova, we make no distinctions. By the borrower, the Lova always violates in all cases, doesn't matter what the product. Av Neshech Amur Bimalve, Lota. It applies to all cases, both by the Lova and the Malva. The Shidu Gubetzis here wonders, you know, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that maybe I would only apply it by the Lova and not by the Malva? We said yesterday, at the beginning of our Hagdama, that Ribbis is very chamor in that who violates the Malva, the Lova, the Edim, the Sofer, but who should be the first? The first to violate should be the Malva. He's the one that's lending the money. There's a Havamina that ainli el alove, I would only know the love. Ask the Shiva Gabetzes. Eich ef shalomar, sharaka love, yavro, shte lavin, shal nesach veribis, velo amalve. Vechiyetziva ba'arev giyora bishmei shmaya. As the Gemara says, it's just the opposite. Right? If only one, the Ode Hiksha. And the also asks, Shemistaver shekol yisuro shel alove belav delo sashich, hu mipnei shemachshil es hamalve b'netil es haribis. The whole reason that it's also for the love is because of what the malve is doing. Not because so much of what the love is doing. So it's hard to take this Havamina very, very seriously. To say that that only the love and not the malve. So Bashas it means that the Shita explains that it's just leading up to explaining it by both, but not that we really would think that only the love would have a problem and not the malve. Okay. One more line. The Gemara continues. Fine. I include food and money. Ochel and Kesef, those are the two items mentioned by the Gemara. Minayin l'rab, by the Torah. Minayin l'rab was called Dover. How do I know it includes anything? Any item I want to lend and then get back something more. Tamalomar, Neshach, Kol Davar, Asher Yishach. Anything that is included. So, two important discussions to have on this. First of all, the Mishnah Melech, in Ilchos Malve Velove. Again, as we mentioned, all the Rambam Hilchos Ribbis is all in Hilchos Malve Velove, not in Hilchos Gedeva Gzela, Malve Velove. So the Rambam starts off in Perek Dalet of Malve Velove. That's where Ribbis starts. Before that is about Mashkon and lending. Says the Rambam, Neshech Vitarbis Echadhu. That was the Maskon as yesterday's off. It's the same thing. Neshech and Tarbis, even though the Torah uses different words. Shereemar es kasbecha lo sitin lo b'neshech, uvemarbis lo sitin achlecha. Ula halonu omer, neshech kesef neshech ochel neshech kol davar sheyishach. The two different places where the Torah talks about Ribbis. V'lam enikra shmo neshech. Why is it called neshech? Biting. B'pnei shehu kinoshech shemitzaer chaveiro v'ochel b'saro. It's like a snake bite, which pains the friend. Why did it say two different places? Like the Gemara said yesterday, to Lavin. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, why does our Gemara have to go through Limudim? I would have only thought Kesef and Ochel. How do I know to include everything? For example, says the Mishnah Lamelech, if you look at the beginning of Kiddushin, we know Shava Kesef is Kekesef. Based on Psukim, do you have to include every single item that you could use for Shava Kesef? You could use a ring, you could use food, you could use a chair. No! Shava Kesef is Kekesef, you include everything! So here, once the Torah says Ribbis applies by Ochel and applies by Kesef, why would I need a separate pasuk to include everything? L'rabba was called Avar. V'im Tomar, Hare Gabi Kiddushin, Dechsev Kesef, V'lo Arminan Dechsev Dafka, El Shava Kesef, Hare Kekesef. V'yafilu Bekarka Miskadesh as L'rabba Poskin. V'hacha Mashba, D'ilav D'Rabbi Kra, Havamina Kesef, Ochel Dafka. Why would you have limited it? So he has two answers. V'yesh Lomar, D'shayni Hacha. Two technical answers, we might call them. Here is different, because the Torah itself gives two examples. Why does the Torah have to mention two things? Just mention one thing, then we would apply it. It's like Shnei Ksuv and Abon Ke'echad. So why does the Torah have to mention two? So maybe that's why. Or maybe I would have understood it as a Klal Uprat. Ein Bechlal Alamashe Beprat. Maybe that's how I would have understood it, and that's why you have to have a special drasha. You also, he doesn't answer this, but we'll get to the Beit Shem soon, you also might say this is connected to the fact that if this is an issue of gezel, right, ribbis related, is somehow related to stealing, then obviously he has a good kasha. But if it's more of a chiddush haTorah, it's more of like, why should you be chayiv at all? This is normal business practice, so then maybe you'd have to include each and every item, because ein lecha bo el chidusha, right? You have to limit the chiddush. Okay, number one. Number two, the other point on this line of the Gemara is this big Tosfos here. Tosfos says, in the middle of the discussion, we don't have to do the whole shak levitar, Tosfos says in the middle of the discussion that there is no ribbis by two items. No ribbis by two items. About 15 lines into Tosfos. Tosfos says, right, with the little gray is the aleph. The yesh lomar de la medrash klal upradu klal lotasha klal kesav ochel prap al kol davar chazav klal ma prap mefurish davar mitalta v'gufa mamon v'chulu. Tosfos says yatsu karkaos she'ein metaltalin. Number one, says Tosfos, there's no ribbis by karka. So we'll have to talk about that. Not for now, but that's a big topic. Well, what's the case first of all of ribbis by karka? What do I lend you? I lend you something and then you're going to pay me back something more. I lend you five vines. You're going to pay me back six vines. What exactly is the case? And B, why is it excluded? Why would it be? That's number one. Number two, right? It's like Onah and like the others. And number two, though, we'll talk about that now. V'yatza pachos mishave pruta she'eno mamon. Pachos mishave pruta is also excluded from ribbis. That is Shita's Tosfos. That is the Shita of the Rush. So why would that be? We also, again, had a parallel discussion by Onah. But why would that be? Well, first, let's get the Shitas out there. Four Shitas in the Rishonim. Tosfos here says there's no ribbis by Pachos Mishave Pruta. But if you look in the Ramah in the Tur in Yoredeya, Kuf Samach Aleph, so that's already interesting. Yoredeya. The Rambam puts Hilchos Ribbis in Malveh Veloveh. The Tur puts Hilchos Ribbis not in Choshe Mishpat. Not in Hilchas Balva Velove. He puts it in Yaredeya, right before Hilchas Nida. What's it doing in Yaredeya? Right? Why is it there? So that already shows a different hashkafa about what the Tur versus the Rambam think about the mitzvah. Is it in Malva Velove or in Gezel? Malva Velove, it's part of illegally lending practices. But the fact that the Tur puts it in Yaredeya tells us something very serious about what he thinks of the Isser. Sometimes, you know, certain categories, the Hilchas Ksuba, or an Eben Ezer, right? That's a very Choshe Mishpat type halacha too, but it's categorized as an Eben Ezer type of halacha. But anyway, the beginning of Hilchos Ribbis, Kuf Samach Aleph in Yoredeya. The Tur quotes Tosfos and the Rush that say there's no Ribbis by Pachos Mishave Pruta. But then he quotes the Ramah, the Ad Ramah, V'Ramah Kasav, the Afilu B'Pachos Mishave Pruta, Aser Min HaTorah. It's Aser Daraisa for Ribbis. Even by that, Aval Ein Motzin Oso B'Dayanim Ache Yevashav Pruta. We're going to learn on the end of today's daf. We're probably not going to get to it until the next time. That is that ribbis da'araisa is yotzei b'dayanim. Dayanim can force the person to pay, which we'll talk about more of that in a minute. But when it comes to pachos mishave pruta, the Rama says it's asur, but dayanim won't take it out. Won't force you to give it back. Achiyeh b'shave pruta. That is the Rama. So it's asur da'araisa against Tosfos, but dayanim won't give it back. The Ran in Maseches Ksubis says, well, it's at least asur d'rabanan. Is it any worse than ribis bidvarim, giving somebody more back? So it's at least that. So that's the Rod. But then you have the Rambam. The question is, what is the Rambam Shita? What, we know what the Rambam says. What does he mean? In Perek Vav of Hilchas Bava Velove, the Rambam's lashon is Perek Vav Alacha Aleph. Chlalo Shel Davar. Kol Halva'a Bitosefes Kol Shehu Hari Zeribis Min HaTorah V'Yotze B'Dayanim. Any ribis? Yotze B'Dayanim. So could the Rambam be going more extreme than the Ramah? Tosfos says there's no ribis at all, not even Usser. The Ramah says it's Usser, but it's not Yotze B'Dayanim. The Rambam says any ribis, even Kol Shehu, is ribis and Yotze B'Dayanim. So says the Mishnah L'Melech. There are those that might read the Rambam. Kol Shehu means Shavah Pruta. Any tiny amount, even Shavah Pruta. You might say that's what the Rambam means. Or you might say not. And this is what the Mishnah L'Melech thinks. He says, no, I think it's mamish, usser. Because even if you say like the Ramah, okay, it's usser, but you would say that's like the din of Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is usser ben Torah, and there's no punishment. Okay, but I don't think the Ramah is saying that. I think it's pachat b'dayanim pruta, and it's yotso. How? Why is it yotso b'dayanim? It's not money. The answer says the Mishnah Malachi is, we'll see, and the Gemara is going to say beferish soon, that ribis, even if there's mechila, right? The Elov is saying, I don't care, I want to pay, it's still usser. So what do you see from there? That mechila doesn't work here. Why is pachas bishavar pruta usually not considered money for stealing for any of the others? Because we assume, we discussed this from the Minchas Chinuch actually a week or two ago, whether it's a fundamental idea of pruta or based on implicit mechila. Right? People are mocha less than a pruta. Assuming that, says the Mishnah Melech, so ribis doesn't care about mechila. You see, the Torah answers it anyway. So that's why even pachat tishar pruta is going to be usser and yotze b'dayanim. That's the shalabelach here in Perek Vav of Ilchas Malva Velove. The efshalomer de shiny gezel de eno b'taras hashav mishum de bahani mechila upachat tishar pruta lo kapti ichi umachli la'adadi aval gabi ribis de lo mahani mechila mishum de kol ribis sheba olamu mechila v'yafilu achi atora asra mechila zu ki havi nami pachat tishar pruta yotze b'dayanim de ein chilik gabi ribis bein shava pruta lepachas b'shava pruta dekulu havi mechila v'yafilu hachi asra torah v'chayava lahachzir. Important words of the Mishnah L'Melech in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, but that is the Rambam taking issue with the Tosfos. The question is how far it is. We assume he takes issue with the Tosfos, assuming that kol shehu literally means kol shehu, and you don't even need a pruta. Okay, so we spoke about the first two Mishnah L'Melechs, one about why you need a limud for a kol davar, and number two, what about the issue of pachat tishar pruta? The issue of karka, we'll have to leave for now. We'll discuss that at a later date, but Tosfos again excludes karka from this discussion as well. Okay, now let's continue. Ravina Amar. So we just had a gzeira shava to include hakol. Ravina Amar, lo neshech ba'ochev, v'lo ribis ba'kesef tzrichi kra. Even though they're not written in the same phrase, but you don't need this whole gzeira shava to put one by the other. From the pasuk itself, you could read it like that. Dikas diiksiv, says Ravina. If the pasuk was parallel, and it read as follows. Es kasmecha lo sitein lo beneshech, v'achlecha lo sitein b'marbis. Meaning, put the verb first, and the item, and the product in the same way, same language, like if you have A, B, A, B, right, if you have that, then that'll be fine. But what do you have here? You have ABBA, right? You have, it flips. First you have, and then it says, let's just finish the read the Gemara. If it would have written parallel, it would have been what you said. But now that it says, right, so it's not parallel, so kari behachi. The fact that it puts the words neshech and ribis next to each other, we're allowed to play around with the commas. We're allowed to put the comma before both of them, and then after both of them. Es kas becholositin lo beneshech uve marbis, comma. You can read it like that. And then you could also read it, uve neshech uve marbis lo sitin achlecha. So really, just reading the pasuk on a deeper level, you can put both words by each of them. So one second. What, we're playing games here? Well, you put the comma here, you put the comma there. So the answer is no. This is one of the tools of drasha that Chazal are able to use. But related to this, you have to mention, there's an unbelievable tshuva of the Radvaz. I think we mentioned this a long time ago. but it's a fascinating shuva. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig was pointed this out in a different context. This shuva of the Radvaz, Chela Gimel, Simin Taf Reish Mem Gimel. He was asked, why aren't there nekudos in the Torah? It would make it so much easier for a Bal Koreh, right, if there were nekudos in the Torah, and they were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we believe. We believe the Trop, the Ta'amim, the nekudos, everything was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why don't we have a Rin? Says the Radvaz, right? Hayeruim sheyechtevu osam kadei sheyikra hakore kriya yeshara b'li shibush sheri gam hataamim mevarim tamaksuvim lefamim. Says the Radvaz, in a word, to leave open flexibility of understanding. Dafka, so that we can interpret psukim on various levels, that is why there are no breaks, and there's no nekudos, and there's no ta'amim written in the Torah, to leave flexibility for the Rabban in every generation. And he relates this to the famous Gemara in Shabbos Peches, where the Malachim asked Moshe, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're giving the Torah to Moshe? What's going on here? Right? What is this human being doing here? Hashem says to Moshe, answer. Moshe's like, I'm scared, I'm going to be burned up. Hashem says, hold on to the Kisi HaKavod, and give them an answer. So he holds on to the Kisi HaKavod, whatever that means, and Moshe turns to them and starts going through all the Aseret HaDibros. Were you in Mitzrayim? Lo yelach Elohim acherim. You have other gods. Lo sirsach, lo sinach, lo signov. Kabed zivich v'esimecha. It's not shaykh to you. And the Malachim say, okay, you're right. We lose. Ask the Velt, ask everybody. What, the Malachim didn't know that to start off with? Of course they knew that. What were they thinking? The answer is, based on this Radvaz, many say it, but it's the Radvaz says it. Because they said it didn't say that originally. That's not what it says in the Torah, lo sirsach, lo sinach, lo signov. There are many other ways, like the Ramban talks about it in his Akdama to the Torah. Kala Torah Kula, on a deeper level, Ishmosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu spells out Shem Hashem. And therefore, says the Radvaz, Ki Yatziva HaKel, after quoting this Gemara in Shabbos, V'chi HaMalachim Lo Hayo Yodim HaTshuva Zu? But what do you have to say? Heim Hayu Korin B'Torah Kriya Acheres Ruchanit. Below Pisuk Tevos. Al derech Shmosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Tziva HaKel Yisaleh. Hashem commanded. She Yichtavu Es HaTorah Below Nekudos U'Ta'amim. Don't put in Nekudos. Kasher haisa ba'amna ito yisparach, like it was when I had it. Right? The words of the Gemara say, elsewhere, psachim and adarim, Torah was one of the seven things created before the world was created. So, the Torah didn't say, bereshis bara elokim, before the world was created, because that would not be true. Like the Gemara says, it couldn't say vayamas Moshe, before Moshe died. So says the Radvaz, kedesh yu ba shtekrios, ruchanit v'gashmit. And then he quotes Hadavar Yadua, crucial words. Kia osios below nekudos v'ta'amim. The letters without the nekudos. Yesh bahem mashma'iyot harbei v'tzirufim shonim v'krios hefchios. Sometimes opposite ideas. V'lachein lo nitnu anekudos v'ta'amim likasei b'sefer Torah v'yichtavu b'chumashim. Just write in the Chumash. Mishumeis la'asos la'shem, kideish lo tishkakek Torah sakriya, kishara Torah shaval peh. We have a Chumash. Okay, you have to write it down, because you don't want people to forget how to read the Torah, according to how we understand it. But in the Torah, you don't have it. Torah, you don't have it. Yesh l'cha l'hamin. She'ein l'cha afilu teva kitana. She'ein bo sodos amukim v'tzirufim. Shalo nasige manachnu. Ve'ein l'cha b'torah afilu os achas l'lo tzorech v'lo l'tif'eres hakriya. I wonder if he's thinking about our Nesh, our Tos, as a Neshach and Tarvis. And then he says, one more beautiful Lashon, he says, Nikud Hutsura Uneshama Laosios. The Nekudos gives it a context. V'im Nenaked HaSefer Torah, if we would put in Nekudos, we would be making the letter finite. Hayu lo gvul v'shir kedimyon hachomer shehigia lo tsura yedua v'lo hayav shalo lios nidrash kiim lafi anikud ha-mesuyam ba'osa teva. If it was written, we would be limited in how we understand it. Avo bebreishas sefer Torah balul umuvlal bechomin eshlemus ubechomilu mila nitzlem heim tile tilim lo nase menukadim kedeshiyatei nidrash bechomin eshlemus. The next time v'leficha v'chazal shivim panim haTorah v'havein. The next time the Bal Koreh has a tough time, go over to me afterwards and say the Radvaz. You got to realize the magic of the letters of the Torah, and that's why you just have to work a little harder next time. Okay, that's an Elef Samach, the big, it's the 1068 in all the Tshuvas, but in Chelek Gimel, it's Tafresh Mem Gimel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we continue. Oh, why am I bringing that in? Based on that, so you can put the comma in two different places, right? You can put Neshach and Marbis before and after. It's not a joke, Chas V'Shalom, but the Torah was Dafka left out. So we could darshan it this way. Good. Says the Gemara, V'hatana namer namer kamar. But doesn't the Tana have a Gzeirah Shava? How could Ravina argue? Says Rashi, Heichi Palig Amora Atana. How could the Amora argue on the Tana? Says Rashi. Now, he can't just argue on the Gzeirah Shava. Is that really true? That's another topic of ours that we've quoted. Can an Amora really not? He can't or he won't? Right from Rashi, it sounds like he can't. And that's the Pashtus of Shas, that an Amora cannot argue on a Tana. Right? That the Mishnayos are a certain stage of the Halachic Mesorah, and an Amora cannot argue on a Tana. That's what Rashi says. Heichi Palig Amora Atana. There are those, as we mentioned, the Kesef Mishnah, in Ilchus, based on a Rambam in Ilchus Rambam, seems to say that they wouldn't. Not that they couldn't. They accepted not to, and therefore, the Gemara says, how could they, you know, how, because they wouldn't, but not that they can't. Okay, but that's a topic we've touched on in the past. We'll see if there's time later. So the Gemara says, Hachai Ka'amar. This is what Ravina really means. If the psukim wouldn't be written the way they are written, then I would say the gzeirah shava. I mean, I agree with that gzeirah shava. But once the psukim are written in this unusual way, so I don't need the gzeirah shava to teach me the neshek and the tarbis to apply to both. Why do I need the gzeirah shava? Lenesha called Avrashar Yishach to Lokasa b'malve. Okay, to add in one extra halacha. Meaning the Gzeirah Shavah stands, the question is what we learn from it. We've also mentioned in the past, Gzeirah Shavah, as we know, has to be passed down from Rebbe to Talmud. Ein Adam Dung Gzeirah Shavah Me Atzmo. Kavachomer, you could darshan yourself, if you're a Tana or an Amora. Gzeirah Shavah, you cannot. Everything else in the middle? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph. Do we say, what about Hekish? What about Darul Meme and Yana? What about all the others? But Kavachomer and Gzeirah Shavah, that's Mefurish. So Gzeirah Shavah, right, you have that from a Rebbe. But there could still be a machlokes, because the Rishonim explained, the Ramban and the Meiri and others in different places, that Gzeirah Shavah just means that these words are nitan lidarish. Which halacha you learn from them? Which parshios in the Torah do you connect it to if you have a choice? So that's open for drasha ability by the Talmidim. That's why there could be a machlokes about Gzeirah Shavah. Doesn't it all the way go back to Moshe Rabbeinu? So here too, he learns the Gzeirah Shavah, but he learns it to teach me something different. Period. Okay, Amar Rava. So this next line is one of the most crucial lines in the entire perek, because it reflects the nature and the essence of the Isser. Lamali de Kasav Rachmana, Laba Ribis, Laba Geza, Laba Ona. Why does the Torah have to give me a separate Avera by all these three? Aren't they basically the same thing? Rashi says, Shebekulon, Chisaron, Mamon, Shemechaseres Chavero. All three, I am being mechaser, my friend, in money. So what do I need the three psukim for? Just write one of them, I would know the others, right? Obviously, what's that havamina? Ribbis is connected to gazel. Oh, no, it's connected to gazel. The shaila is, once we have the maskana, and we explain why we need each pasuk, then the question is, how do we understand the maskana? Have we said, so you see, they're all three different from each other? Or, they're one idea, but they still have personal, respective differences, but it doesn't break the category of all three being together. So that is an open question, and that we'll talk about Rav Hashem in a minute. But first, let's read the Gemara. Srichi, you need all three. Because of Rachman Allah Baribis, if I only had the Avera of Ribis in the Torah, Mishum Dachidishu, Dafilu Belove, Asra Rachmana. I would have said, you can't learn anything from Ribis. That's obviously an unusual halacha. Right? Even the Lova, right? He's ready, he gives it. The Lova gets violates forgiving. Because Rachman Allah Begezel, if only had Gezel, Mishum de Balkarche. Because Gezel, guy steals it without the other guy's Rutzon. Abel Onaim Elo, but Onaim Ribis, right? They're given willingly. Because Rachman Allah Be'onav, and if he only had it by Onaim, Mishum de Lo Yada de Machil. By Onaim, he doesn't know. He doesn't know he's being ripped off. So maybe that's why it's Usser, but maybe Ribis, it wouldn't be Usser. That's why you need each one. Says the Gemara, Chada mechada lo asya. Fine, you can't learn one from one. Tesi chada mitarti. So maybe two out of three could help us out. Could he write two of them and you could learn the third one? So the Gemara says, no. Hey, Tesi, which one would you leave out? Lo lichta rachmana lav beribis. If you want to leave out the lav of ribis, v'tesi mehanach, and learn ribis from the other two, you can't. Malahanach shekein shalomidas. Right? The other two are shalomidas. By stealing and by onah, of course that's usser. But maybe ribis is not usser, because ribis is given willingly. I want to borrow money. I'm ready to pay you more. Tomar beribis demidaitai. Ribbis is given willingly, so maybe I wouldn't know that Ribbis is usser. Lo lift of Rachmana la bona. Don't write the lava of ona of etesi mehanach. I'll learn it from the other two. That also won't work. Malahanach shekain ein derach mekach umemkar bakach. The others are not regular business practice. Stealing, we know. Interesting that the Gemara calls that ribbis. Ribbis is not normal business practice because it's just contrasting to ona'a. Right? Ona'a is normal business practice. It's interesting. Ella, but either that's what the Gemara says. Ella lo lichta, rachman ala begezel, but tesim mihanach. How about leaving out gezel? Right, you would think gezel, you could learn that from the other two. Because it's worse. To my parach, what would you ask? Ma'ala ribbis akin chidish? Ona'a tochiach. You can't say ribbis is unique, because ona'a is also asr. Ma'ala ona'a shakin lo yoda de machil. Ribbis tochiach. What? Ona'a, he doesn't realize what's happening? Ribbis he does, and it's still asr. The Chazar Adin, and therefore Ribbis and Ona'a would be able to teach me Gezel. The Chazar Adin, lo raizeh karaizeh, v'lo raizeh karaizeh, the nature of Ona'a and Ribbis are not exactly the same. Hatzad ha-shava shebehen, the common denominator, shekein goes low, that's the Lashon. By both of them, they're stealing, that's crucial. The Gemara calls Gezel, if you take this seriously, calls Ribbis and Ona'a Gezel. Afani avi Gezel. So to, I would also include Gezel. So that's why the Gemara says, so what do I need Gezel for? We're stuck. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Amri Achinami, you're right. Gezel would be able to be learned out from the other two. What is Gezel written? We will come soon to see what is there. But let's stop there for a minute because there's a lot to say before that as we get into our sugya here. So again, one of the main issues in Ribbis, as we mentioned yesterday and today, is its relationship to Gezel and the differences between Gezel. Just in terms of halacha, we will have on the bottom of today's daf, on the bottom of Amabez, well, we're not going to talk about it until the next year, but the halacha is that, as we mentioned before, Ribbis is Yotze B'dayanim. Right? Bezel will force you to pay. Which sounds like, oh, it's like Gezel. The problem is, the next line of the Gemara. But if the person who took Ribbis dies, his children don't have to pay. Children? Well, if you steal something, you have to give it back. Right? If it's something that's clearly belonged to the other person, so you might have to give it back because of Kvod Avihem. Gemara we had at the end of Baba Kama. But if not, what if it's just money? And you have Karka that your father Yarshin to you. Gemara says, Yarshin don't have to give it back. Don't have to give it back? That's unbelievable. That's a big red flag that tells us it's not like Gezel. Right? So that's just opposite directions this cuts. Stealing from a guy is usur. Right? A ribbis from a guy is a mitzvah, according to the Rambam. Or at least it's mutter, according to other Rishonim. Right? Ribbis includes everybody's usur. The lova, the malva, the so, everybody. By Gezel, somebody who is stolen from doesn't get an avera. Right, somebody who gives the onah, right, is not getting the avera. So you have messages, different directions. The Yireim Kufnun Vav, Rav Elazar Mimetz, one of the Balei HaTosfos, says it's Kein Gezel, similar to Gezel, similar. So again, it's close. We saw the Ramban yesterday, if you remember, the Ramban's Lashon in Dvarim in Kiseitse was it's not Gezel. You should realize this is a function of Yahatzal Recha Kamocha. It's a function of going above and beyond. He compares this to Shemitah's Ksafim. Nobody's going to say Shemitah's Ksafim is Gezel. I lend you money and then Shemitah says, you don't have to pay me back. And if I take it back, I'm stealing. No, I lend you money. Nobody's going to say that's Gezel. Right? So that for sure is out of Chesed and a higher level. So the Ramban compares the two. He compares regular ribbis to Shemitah. V'cheina Shemitah chesed ba'achim. L'kach omar t'anachri t'igos. V'kava lo bracha. Ki akasav le'askar bracha rak b'tztaka u'b'chasadim. Lo b'gezel u'b'gneva u'b'onah. So he puts onah with gezel and gneva. Onah is like that. Bring people off. Onah, gezel, and gneva. Right? It's interesting to look. If you remember the Ramban that we have discussed often in Parshas Vayishlach, where the Ramban discusses what is the mitzvah of dinim. By one of the Shemah Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, you have to set up a court system. What's the Mitzvah of Dinim? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Shoftim, right, Dinim is set up a court system to make sure that everybody keeps the other six Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Very limited view. The Ramban says no. No, it's about setting up a court system to keep law and order, to keep a functioning society. So which Mitzvahs does he mention to be a functioning society? Avot Tziva Osam, Bedine, Gneva, the Ona'a, the Oshek Schar Sachir, right? Gedeva Oshek Schar, Vedine Shomrim, the Ones, Umefate, the Avos Nezikin, the Chova Bechadero, Vedine Malve Velove, Just as laws of lending. V'dinei mekach u'memkar v'chayotze bahen. K'dinei adinei shenisava b'Yisrael. Fascinating. Ribbis is not on the list. Doesn't put ribbis here. Maybe that's l'shitaso. Because ribbis is not something inherently evil. Right? Maybe he includes it implicitly, laws of lending. But he does not say ribbis in this case, where he talks about geneva, ona, oshek, charsacher, shomrim, onis, papata, was a zikin. That's the Ramban in Vayishlach. So maybe that's l'shitaso. As to why he doesn't put it there. But if you look in the Achronim, really flesh out this issue about Gezel, quasi-Gezel. It's a beautiful discussion in the Shar Yosher of Shimon Shkaf. At the end of Shar Hei, the last page of Shar Hei, he discusses this. What exactly is the Isser? So he says, the first line of our Gemara, no questions. The first line of our Gemara, what do you need all three for? It's obviously assuming that it's Gezel. Imaya sover hashas to Isser Ribbis who Isser Acher Lagamre, ki Isser Chele v'nevela. There wouldn't be a question if it's like eating treif. It obviously has to have an affinity. The nira beer inyan ze to halo sof sof eza inyan iser shayach b'ketzav shalachirim imlo eza abizrayu de gezel. It has to do with money. It has to do with other people. So the Gemara says it's obvious it's just to do something with gezel. But there are different levels of strength how you can understand the Gemara. The Torah yardo ladas b'nei adam shehishtablus lekabel alatzmo ribis kinase shalomidas. Yes, you're giving it, but the Torah goes into your psyche that you don't really want to give it. What does this remind us of? Asmachta lokanya. I'll commit that if this team wins, I'm going to lose the race. I'll pay you. Or a card game. I'm committing, but deep down, I want to win. I don't want to give this. I'm going to give it if I lose. So that's what it sounds like. Says the Shari Yoshar. His formulation is, it's as if it's Shalom Midas. He's giving it willingly, but he'd much rather have the money just pay you back what he borrowed, not pay you back more. Shehu ba'atzmo eino maven eichshu mafsil atzmo ay denesha v'tarbis. He doesn't realize it, and that's why it's called Nesha, because what happens by a snake bite, he explains, it starts off, you don't feel it right away, only later on. So he says, k'nishich haznachash, levi shahu ke'ev kal, v'achriso sakanas maves. When we hay taima asra Torah inyin zeh, sha'av api sha'av pi toras ha'mishpatim, ein kan gezel, avo bepnimius tamsis gezel. So basically he's trying to say, it's gezel because the Torah called it gezel. Inherently, it's not gezel. It's not as naturally gezel as gezel, and maybe even ona'ah. But it is artificially gezel, says the Shara Yosher. And that's why he talks about it, relates this to other various issues. Okay. One final sheet to hear discussed, and that is the Ritva. Maybe the Ritva follows his grand Rebbe. Clearly, again, this Ritva is crucial. Again, sources today, that Shara Yosher, the Radvaz, and this Ritva. The Ritva talks about here the nature of the Isser of Gezel. Maybe, again, following the Ramban. The Ritva says, Beferish Vitama Dvarim Omer Mari. De Tfias Ribis Lo Havia Kishar Tfias Begezel Vona. Vechayotse Bahen. De Islay Al Chavri Shibud Mamon. By every time, if I have your money, I stole it, I have your pekadon, you have a shibud in my property. Because I owe you. By ribbis, I don't owe you. If I took ribbis from you, it's not that I took your money and I owe you the money. Ela chiyuvu shachiyuv akasav lahachzir, iser shabala. It's a gzeres akasav. Gzeres akasav, you have to give back ribbis. Right? Not because you are owed. And that's why it doesn't go to children. It's not a shibud that would pass down. It's like Prias Balchov Mitzvah. Right? Shibud Alav Daraisa. And that's why, Hachal HaShamayim Uchayev. That's his lashon. You really chayev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This guy is just the address that you have to give it to. But really, the chayev is LaShamayim. V'kivan shekein lo toelo mechilas chaveiro. And that's why mechilo won't work. V'chein ikker. Right? And that's why he says, again, there's a lot more other nafkaminas here. But that's what he says. He relates it to a topic that I was going to talk about a little bit later, but we'll talk about now, mechila. So can you be mochel? So obviously you can't be mochel ribbis. Could you be mochel after it's paid? That's a machlokas rishonim. Meaning if I owe you ribbis, you're not allowed to take it. Right? And I'm not allowed to be mochel, let's say I'm giving it to you anyway. But let's say I gave it to you already. I paid you the ribbis. So now, could I be mochel? You want to give it back because you're a good Jew. And I'm saying, no, keep it. Am I allowed to say keep it there? So that's a machlokas, geonim, and the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gaonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Malba Velove, and the Kesef Mishnah quotes this, the Ritva quotes this Machlokas. The Rambam in Dalid Yud Gimel quotes the Gaonim and say, obviously everybody agrees before you pay there's no Mechila. But after you pay, The Gaonim say, you still can't be mochel. He has to give it back to you. Shekol ribis sheba'olam mechilahu. Avala Torah lo machla, v'asra mechilazu. And the Rambam says, yirali, meaning I don't have a source for this, yirali she'ein orazu nechona. No, I don't think so. You can't be mochel before you give it. But once you give it, you a yotze. And therefore, the guy could keep it. It brought to limchol mochel k'derech she'mochela gezel. Right, that is the machlokas between the Gaonim and the Rambam. And again, that's another litmus test, nafkamina, how close is mechila to ribis to gezel? If it's gezel, if it's like gezel, then you can be mochelet. Right? You can be mochelet gezel. The guy can say, you don't have to pay me back. It's okay, I know you stole it, you did something wrong, but you know what, just keep it. I don't need it. But if you say it's a chiev, gzeres akasev, it's really to Hashem, right? It's not to this person. So then you might say, but you can't be mochel. Right? That's how the Bircha Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber, in Simen Memches, the last piece of Mamatziah. The last piece explains this machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. According to the Gaonim, it's like stucca. What, the ani can be mochel stucca? It's okay. No, it's my mitzvah to give stucca. What do you mean you're mochel? No, it's my mitzvah. Stucca anacha. That's this also. Hashavas ribis is like stucca, and therefore it's not subject to mechila. Again, these are all major topics that overlap with each other, and we're just touching on them, but hopefully they'll come back over the parak. Okay, here we go. So we're up to the third to last line. The Gemara just said that we don't really need the pasuk by Gezel. Ami achinami. Elav b'gezel amali. So why is there a law by Gezel anyway? If you can learn it from Onan Ribis, lokovish schar sachir, to teach me if you don't pay your workers. Kovish schar sachir. So that's the lo sigzol. Says the Gemara, kovish schar sachir behedik zibbe. There's a separate pasuk that teaches me that. Lo sashok sachir anive avyon. Answer, lavar alav bishne lavin. To violate, you get two lavin for kovish schar sachir. Fine. V'lugma beribis v'onav alavar alav bishne lavin. So why do you say it's schar sachir and you get two averis? Why don't you say it's just a repeat for ribis and onaa? So where it says, dabar hanilma halamein me inyano. It's really based on the context. Ube inyane to sachir ksiv. And the pasuk of Lo Sigzol is written by Sachir. Right? Rashi quotes the pasuk on top. Lo Sashok for Lo Sigzol. And it's all in the same pasuk. Period. Once we're talking about psukim that have to do with taking other people's money. So, what about this pasuk? Lo Tignovu. To Kazar Rachman Alamali. The pasuk of not no theft. Lo Tignovu. Why? Why does it say that? We can learn it from Gezel. We can learn it from all the others. Rashi points out, we don't ask from Lo Sigzol and the Aseres HaDibros because that we understand as kidnapping. Not about money, right? All of the items in the Aseres HaDibros are about nefashos. So we don't ask about that pasuk. But lo signovu, so why is that? Can't you just learn it, Rashi says, from ribis and onah too? So look at the Tanya, the Braisa says, lo tignov amanas lamekat. Lo tignov amanas l'shalem tashlume kefal. I'm not allowed to steal even for the best kavanas. Not the best kavanas. Even if my kavana is not to keep it. Amanas lamekat means to tease. I'm not allowed to steal to tease. Somebody, a kid in school, went to the bathroom and I take his pencil and I make him crazy for 10 minutes, then I give it back to him. Right? Stealing amnas l'mekat. Lo sigarav amnas l'shalem. I want to give him a present, but I know he's not going to take a present from me. So I'll steal and then I'll have to pay him back double. Right? And he'll have a present from me. You're not allowed to do that. You can't do that aveir l'shma. Lo sigarav amnas l'shalem. So that is the halacha. There is, most Rishonim, understand, lo tignov amnas l'mekat, like we just explained it. Rashi, the Ritva, I steal just to tease, but I'm going to give it back in 10 minutes. The Rabbeinu Tam says it can't be that that's included in the Isra of lo signovu. Everybody does that, says Rabbeinu Tam. It can't be that everybody's violating Yisurim, which is funny that Rabbeinu Tam says that, but everybody does that. He's assuming it's such a common thing that people tease each other. He says, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, according the Ritva, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, Im kein kol ha'olam over in Balavze. No. So he gets a different shot. You're going to keep it. But your kavan is not because you really want the money, but because you want to tease the guy. That's Rabbeinu Tam. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Even though your kavan is not because you want it, but because you just want to tease him, even that's usur, which is somewhat unusual. Why should kavana by geneva make a difference? I want to keep it. Just because I'm doing it to tease you and not because I really want it. It's like a malach shen esricha legufa. I'm doing it for a different reason. So you would have thought that that's not usur. So Rabbeinu Tam is a very big chiddush that you need a pasuk for that. Of course that's usur, but that's what he says. But Rov Rishonim assume, even if it's just to tease. And the Rambam, this we mentioned a number of times in Baba Kama, the Rambam feels so strongly about this halacha that he puts it in the Sefer HaMitzvos. We know the Rambam has one paragraph per mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He doesn't quote all the dinim He's not even as long as the Chinuch. One little paragraph. So he quotes sometimes certain halachos that are paradigmatic and that are to reflect the nature of the of that mitzvah. So in Geneva, he mentioned Goneva Naslamekat. And Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Chaim and the others, why does he mention that? Why that's so such an important halacha? And the contrast is he doesn't mention it by Gezela. There is no parallel Gemara or Rishon that says it's also to be Gozel Amanas Lamekat. Only Goniv Amanas Lamekat. What's the difference between Geneva and Gzela? So this is one of the rise of Rav Chaim's idea that the Geneva, the focus is the Maisa Geneva. So you see here, there is no Hefsin Mamon. There's just the Maisa Geneva. You can give it back in 10 minutes. That's why it's only Usher by Geneva. By Gzela, it's not Usher. Because Gzela is driven by Hefsin Mamon, the lost cause. Here, there's no lost cause. And that's why it wouldn't be usher for Geneva. The Ksos has an interesting suffix, which he does not answer, in Shin Mem Ches. If somebody is going to have a Manas L'Mekat, do all the other halachas of Geneva apply? Is he chayev ba'onsin? Right, while he has it? Is he really mamish a ganav? Or is just not a good thing to do? So he has that suffix in Shin Mem Ches, Sif Katan Aleph. The Chashuk Echemet here has the case where somebody is not really taking care of their tefillin so well. Right, maybe it's a bar mitzvah boy, maybe it's somebody, but Reuven sees Shimon, doesn't really take care of his tefillin so well. So you know what, one day he wants to teach him. He takes his tefillin away. The whole morning he's looking, he can't find his tefillin up and down and up and down. And finally Shimon goes over to him and says, I took them. So you left him out in a place where it could be taken and stolen, you can't do that. And Shimon was like, oh, okay, thank you. And then he was able to he said, okay, for now on I'm going to guard it properly. Was he allowed to do that? So he allowed to take his tefillin just to teach him something? So the Chashuk Echemet assumes yes. Because then, if every Jew, if there's tefillin in a makam she'ena mishtamer, so then every Jew has a chiyuv to go and protect the tefillin, right? The Israel Mechikas Hashem or whatever is going to have it, or Hashavas Aveda. And especially if you are in a position of teaching, if this is a Rebbe, if this is a parent that you want to teach, so then this is something that would be okay. Okay, so that's, but in general, you know, even as teasing is not appropriate. Shlomo Zalman and others talk about, we shouldn't even use the lashon of stealing the Afikomen. Right? Steal, you don't steal. Jews don't steal. Taking the Afikomen. Hiding the Afikomen. Stealing. Even if it's going to have an Aslam Ekat. It's a problem. Even if you're going to give it back. Right? That's where we shouldn't even do it. We shouldn't even use that lashon. Okay. Amalei Rav Yemel Rav Ashi. Lav, other lavim. Lav, the cause of Rachman and Bimishkol Islamali. There's a separate lav of illegal weights and measures. Right, some of my measures are a little off. So why does the Torah say that? Amalei, well, tell me mishkalosu b'melach. If I put some salt on it to make it off kilter, right? That's usser, right? That's a problem. Hainu gezem al yehu. What do you mean? That's real stealing. That's not a stealing. You don't need a separate pasuk for that. You're cheating people. Lav or love, mishas asiya. Right, the Rambam counts based on this Gemara. There's an isser to create a false measure, even if I never use it. Isser to create the false measure. Misha'as asiya. That's the Rambam in Hilchos, Geneva. So this already is in Hilchos Geneva. The Rambam discusses in Perek Zion that there are different levels of Isser. Obviously, using it is worse. But the Rambam says, Afapi, where's the lashon? Call Misha Mashe Bebeso, O Bechanuso, Mida Chasera, O Mishkal Chaser. I just have it in my house. I never use it. Over below sase. Shenemar lo yihyelacha bechischa. V'afilu la'asos hamida. Avit shalmei meraglayim usher. Even if I'm going to use it in the toilet, I'm not going to use it. Still, because it could be used for something, and therefore the Torah answers this. This would be called a siyag daraisa. Pashas, this is an example of a siyag daraisa. Ava pi she'en ze lokechu mocher ba. Shema yavo mi she'en yodea shu chasei revi yimdod ba. Ve'en lokan alav ze'el fi she'en bo maisa. The Rambam says, even mishas asiya. Right? That is an example, as we said, of a siyag daraisa. As we know, Rabbi Yosef Engel catalogs all of them in his in one of his mamarim. Tana Rabbanan, osasu avel b'mishpat b'mida b'mishkol b'msura. Each of these means some type of measure. B'mida zumizidas karka. Shelo yimdod la'echad b'masachama v'la'echad b'masachshamim. You can't cheat by karka. Rashi explains, if there are two brothers splitting up property, I'm going to use the same rope once in the rainy season, once in the summer season. The rope expands, so therefore it's not going to be the same exact shear. So that's not fair. B'mishkal, in weight, shalo yatvin mishkalosa b'melach, I can't weigh down my weights with salt. Uvim sore shalo yartiach, I can't sell wine and count the foam. The foam, sometimes the fizz, right? And by the time it goes down, there's nothing left. So you got to be truthful. Follow Dvarim Kavachomer. And there's a kavachomer. Uma misura if foam shehi echad mishloshim v'shisha belog. It's such a tiny amount. Hikpidol of Torah. The Torah was still makud about that. That's called the gezel kavachomer lahin v'chatzihin u'shlishesahin u'rviyasahin v'lug v'chatzi lug u'rviyasalug. Right, all these larger amounts surely one has to be careful about. Period. Amar Rava. So we explained all of the isurim, but now why does it mention? Amarava, Lamli Dekaza Rachman Yitzias Mitzrayim, Beribis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gabi Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bimishkolos. Why by each of these it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim again and again? Right? Remember, I took out of Mitzrayim. What do these Isurim have to do with it? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Ushevchan, this is the Agadic part of the Perek. Right, we'll be Yotzei now, and that'll be it. Right, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Ushevchanti Bimitzrayim, Beitiba Shabachar, Lotiba Shein Shabachar. I was Mavchin. I distinguished between the Bechor. Right? You could have, as Rashi says here, and on Chumash, right, you could have one woman who was with five men, and they're all Bechorim, and they're all going to die, wherever they are, on the Makas Bechoros. Ani hu sha'asidli para, mimi she'tolam ha'osa benachri. So I'm also very vigilant, and I could see who says, oh, this is a non-Jew's money, or ma'veh osam liso beribis. It's really their money, and they say, oh, it's the non-Jew's money, and I'm giving it to you beribis. Mimi she'tolam mishkolos ha'melach, mimi she'tolam or for people who trick people with weights. Umimisha tole kala ilan bebigdo, or somebody who puts fake tcheles on their beged, v'omer tcheles when they say it's tcheles. Right. What's wrong with that last one? So, machlokas Rashi Rush. Rashi sounds like, and the Ritva says it beferish, you can't make yourself appear like a very righteous individual if you're not. Right? This is not like the other ones on the list, according to Rashi and the Ritva. This is just like, you shouldn't make yourself appear like a chassid, like a pious Jew, if you're not a pious Jew. Right? You have to tocho kabaro. Right? You want to be you can't fake doing a mitzvah when you're not doing a mitzvah. The Rush, though, adds in one line here. And the Pilpul Charifta says, because it has to fit in. The Rush says, putting tchelas on begadim that you are planning to sell. Right? It also has to do with ripping people off. Right, so that's which sounds like that, because that's what the context of the Gemara is in terms of Isur Mabein Adam L'Chaveiro. But again, it sounds that way first from the words of the Brisa. It sounds like Rashi, that it's just an issue of himself. Good. Ravina Iklal Isur Depras Amalei Rav Chanina Isur Depras La Ravina Yitzias Mitzrayim Dekatz Rachman Agabi Shratzim Lamali. Why by Shratzim does it mention Yitzias Mitzrayim? Amalei Amar Gadish Baruch Hu Ani Yushiv Chanti Betiba Shabachar Letiba Sheina Shabachar. I was Mavchin. Ani Asidli Para Mimi Shema'ariv Kirvei Dogim Temeim Bekirvei Dogim Tahorim Umachron LeYisrael. I'm going to be pay back those who trick, again, put the innards of non-kosher fish into kosher fish and are mevato them. The Rishonim discuss exactly what the tricking here is, but either way, it has to do with shratzim. Amalei. So he answers, so no, that's not what I was bothered by. Ana hama'ale kakashale. I was bothered by the word hama'ale. Ma'ish dohacha hama'ale dekaz rachmana. Usually the Torah says hamotzi eschem. But here by Shratzim, it says Hama'ale Eschem. What is that extra unusual phrase? Amar Lei, the Ketanah Dever B'Yishmael. The Ketanah Dever B'Yishmael. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ilmalei He'aleisi. Or Ilmalei Lo He'aleisi. That depends on whether Ilmalei is with a Yud or an Aleph. Were it not, or were it. Tosfos in Megillah. Daf Chav Aleph. Talks about the difference between the two. Whenever the word Ilmalei comes up in Shas, if you look in the Mesoros of Shas, he quotes that Tosfos in Megillah. Chav Aleph and Aleph. Where Tosa talks about Ilmalei with an Aleph or Ilmalei with a Yud at the end of it. Either way, it means basically the same idea coming across. Were it not for Halezi es Yisrael mimitzrayim, ela b'shul davar zeh, she'metamim b'shratzim, die. Hashem says, were it not that I brought up the Jews from Mitzrayim, just that they won't eat shratzim, that's enough. That's already amazing. Amalei, u'minafish agwayo tvei miribis u'mitzitzim mimishkolos. Really, that outweighs all these other amazing mitzvahs. Tzitzis. Connected call to Arkula, Ribis Mishkolos, that outweighs so much. Amarlei, Avagav Delo Nafish Igrayu. You're right, the schar of the other ones is more. But Tfei Me'isi Lemechlinhu. But to eat shratzim, that's metame, it's metamtem the nefesh, that is disgusting to the soul, in that sense, shratzim has something up even on those other mitzvahs. Obviously, those other mitzvahs are amazing and defining. But in a certain sense, the mius nature of shratzim is disgusting, and therefore Hashem could even say, even just that you keep away from those, you know, dayenu, that I took you up from Mitzrayim because of that. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, each of these are... Each of these dafim are jam-packed. We didn't get to talk so much about... Remember, there were some issues that we were going to come back to about Amaram arguing on Tanoim, but that Radvaz is a take-home Radvaz, which would be very crucial. The Ritva is an important Ritva about the nature of Ribbis and some of the other issues, adding on to the introduction that we had yesterday. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.